This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The White House says President Donald Trump is experiencing mild symptoms after testing positive for the coronavirus along with the First Lady. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The President and the First Lady tested positive for COVID-19.
On the White House driveway, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said both are in good spirits.
The President does have mild symptoms
and is working in the White House residence. The news came after the President returned from a New Jersey fundraiser where he did not tell the crowd he'd been exposed to an aide who had tested positive earlier. The couple's teenage son has tested negative, as has Vice President Pence. Other officials are being tested, but the full scale of an outbreak around the President may not be known for some time. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Trump campaign on Friday said that all previously announced campaign events involving President Donald Trump would be moved to a virtual setting or temporarily postponed after he tested positive for COVID-19. The campaign said in a statement that previously announced events involving members of the Trump family are temporarily postponed, with other events being considered on a case-by-case basis. Vice President Mike Pence, who has tested negative for the coronavirus, plans to resume his scheduled campaign events. Joe Biden is moving forward with plans to travel to Michigan after he and his wife Jill tested negative for the coronavirus. He was tested for the virus after attending Tuesday's debate with President Donald Trump. Biden spent much of the spring and early summer close to his Wilmington, Delaware home to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, but he stepped up his travel in the final stretch of the campaign while still taking heed of public health guidelines. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Armenia has accused Azerbaijani forces of striking the main city in the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region on Friday as fighting raged for a sixth day. Intermittent shelling and ambulance sirens were heard in Stepanakert, the main city in Karabakh, throughout the day. Armenian sources said Azerbaijani forces struck Stepanakert, wounding many people. International calls for the neighbors to halt clashes and begin talks have intensified as fears grow that the fighting could expand into a multi-front war, sucking in regional powers Turkey and Russia. The United States imposed sanctions on 8 Belarusian officials on Friday, accusing them of involvement in rigging President Alexander Lukashenko's re-election victory in August or the violent crackdown on protests that followed. The move came after the European Union announced sanctions on 40 people, including the Interior Minister and the head of the Election Commission, achieving a breakthrough on the issue at summit talks in the early hours of Friday morning. Lukashenko was spared, in line with the EU's policy of punishing power brokers as a last resort. He denies electoral fraud and says the protests are backed from overseas. Lebanon has asked Interpol to arrest the captain and owner of a ship responsible for bringing highly explosive cargo into Beirut's port that ultimately led to a blast that killed nearly 200 people in August and devastated the Lebanese capital. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Two men, Boris Prokoshev and Cypriot-based Russian businessman Igor Grekushkin, were confirmed as the captain and owner, respectively, by security and judicial sources. Russia's National Interpol Bureau declined to comment, while a spokesman for Cypriot police said they received no such request. 2 months since the explosion, questions still remain about why and how the cargo of ammonium nitrate was abandoned in Beirut and why it was subsequently stored in poor conditions there for several years. There have also been accusations of negligence against Lebanese authorities. Nearly 20 people have been detained in Lebanon after the blast, including port and customs officials.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. The U.S. unemployment rate has dropped to 7.9%, but hiring is slow, and many Americans have given up looking for work. That's according to the final jobs report from Washington before voters decide whether to give President Donald Trump a second term. While unemployment fell from 8.4% in August, that mainly reflected a decline in the number of people seeking work. The government does not count people as unemployed if they aren't actively looking for a job. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.